Hurry up, or you'll be using the ladder.
I'm coming!
Interns at a radio station have plenty to do. Today, I'm going up one of the masts with Bengt to check the equipment. It is essential to be on time. The work is carefully planned, and if you miss the elevator, you have to climb up. I don't want to start the day with that sort of exercise.
It's rather cramped.
You can say that again, but 35 years ago, the rules allowed for four in the basket and four on the outside, as long as the latter wore harnesses and had at least one leg inside.
Just the thought of that astounds me. Mats, who is in charge of the elevator machinery, yawns while doing the final checks. What happens if the elevator malfunctions?
We enjoy the view while we wait. Worst case, we use the hook to get closer to the ladder, get out and then climb down.
The sound of that is both exciting and scary. But he's right. The view is amazing. And we're not even halfway up yet. Oh God, has something happened? Bengt and I look down and see Matt slumped over the machinery. We call out to him, but get no response. Luckily, one of the other workers comes cycling along the road. We manage to attract his attention with shouts and gestures, and he hurries over to Matt's. Then we hear a faint...
It's all right. He just fell asleep.
Fell asleep. Well, at least it was nothing serious. The elevator starts moving again. Bengt shakes his head in amusement. Next time, I'll bring Mats a coffee before going up the mast.